thank the Lord for being in his house this evening again. I appreciate the day God's given us and the service we had this morning. Appreciate everybody being here tonight, especially each visitor. If you're here visiting, we just thank the Lord for you and glad you've come. We appreciate everybody, but especially our visitors. And so have a scripture I'd like to read from the book of Matthew, and these are the words of Jesus. And listen to these words. Certainly, we need to apply these words. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. And listen how he sums this up. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And so lay that to heart. Let's all stand for just a minute. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you give us a heart full of love and peace and joy. That's a wonderful treasure. And God, thank you for the treasure that's heaven. God, we thank you that when we get saved, we have that assurance that you're with us all the time down here and then in eternity in heaven. God, I pray tonight this service would touch somebody's heart, that God, that you'd reach out to those that are in need and give us a powerful spiritual meeting tonight. God, we ask you for these things and praise you in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated. We turn over to the choir. Brother Tate.
Page 235.
He broke.
Thankful to be here tonight. Been gone, it seems like, a lot the last few weeks. Had some work things, and we went on vacation, and I tell you, it felt like as we were coming around Yoder Road this morning and I saw that steeple, I just got excited. Man, I love my church. I love my church so much. If God's put you here and this is the church he wants you at and you don't have a love for your church, you need to ask him for it. I love my church. My church has been through there with me through every step and every trial I've been through. When I was just a six-year-old boy and I was lost and undone, my church prayed for me. When I had a baby and that baby couldn't breathe, my church prayed for me. When my children are growing up and they become lost and undone, I know they'll pray for my children. There's no better church than a church that'll pray for your people. I love my church. I'm so, so thankful to be here tonight. It's good to be here. We'll ask at this time, if everyone will, please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house. Lots to pray for. Anybody have a spoken prayer request tonight? I'd like to ask the church to remember Lois Phipps and her family. She's probably getting pretty close to crossing that river. Yeah, remember my grandma. She's having a procedure done tomorrow. It's a good request. Remember that, church. Anybody else tonight? Request. Remember that. Sure.
And if I can be of a help to him and my church can be of a help to him by praying, maybe I can get him to come to church with me and make sure the rest of his heart is okay.
Yeah, it's a good request. Remember that. Get to play golf with Rick every Tuesday night, and I love talking to Rick. I love hanging out with Rick. I love Rick. I would really love to see him here. Let's remember Vacation Bible School. I've got a burden for Vacation Bible School. Hudson was telling me today in the truck about them passing out flyers for them to hand out to people and invite to people, and I know Cassandra was texting one of his friend's moms. She's going to bring her son to Vacation Bible School, and I'm really excited to see what God has in store for Vacation Bible School. Let's really pray for that. Nobody else has anything. We're going to ask Mike Kessinger to lead us in prayer. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Nobody at all. Just follow the Lord. While they're thinking about it, I feel like reiterating what Terry said about Sunday school this morning. I really appreciated that reminder and request for people to come to Sunday school, be praying for Sunday school. If you're new here, we have a Sunday school class out in the fellowship hall that goes out over the basic Bible doctrine. We talk about our 18 articles of faith and our church covenant. And when you join this church and you get baptized, you agree to uphold that church covenant. It's important to know what it means, and we welcome anybody who wants to find out more about that. But I'll ask one more time before I turn over to my pastor. Does anybody have anything on your heart? If not, turn over to Brother Terry.
Thank the Lord for being here. I appreciate the opening up. Choir singing, appreciate the prayer. Just everything. It's been a blessing to be here already, and I'm glad to see each one that's here. Thank God for every person that's here this evening. And let me ask again, just in case somebody have a song or a testimony, you're welcome to follow your heart if you do. And Brother Jeremy gave plenty of time, but I just felt like asking again. I mentioned glad to have all our visitors. Also, I thank God for every preacher that we've got here. And I appreciate our preaching brothers and those that God blesses to be with us, some members here and some visitors. And in both cases, I appreciate them. They're a great help to me. Okay, so if nobody has a song or a testimony on your heart. And, you know, a few times lately I've had a real strong impression of who to call on. And just did that, and then sometimes, like tonight, I don't know who needs to preach. Now I'm just going to open it up and say, whichever one of you preachers, God stir in your heart and give you a message, we're just going to open it up to you and say, come on ahead and follow the Lord and feel your liberty. And I'll say that, of course, the scripture says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate Lima Church for the way they pray when a man of God gets up in the stand. And those prayers helps that liberty. And they pay a good attention and back the preacher good. And that's just such a blessing. We don't talk about that a lot, but that's so important. And so whichever one of you fellas feel like preaching, come ahead. I don't know which one to call on, but all of you is welcome. If you got something on your heart, you won't be getting anybody else's way. If you got something on your heart, just come and follow the Lord. Do what God's give you. All right, come on. Pray for Cameron. We really appreciate him being here. Appreciate him getting up.
I'm really going to need y'all's prayers tonight. I feel like saying this. A couple of the choir songs tonight, they lined up real good with where I kind of been reading that the last couple of days. And it's funny how the Lord can line stuff up like that, because I can guarantee you I didn't go up to Taylor and say, you should sing these songs tonight. But Taylor, that's just how the Lord works. And so I'm going to read a little bit on the Israelites getting out of bondage, and I'm going to start in Exodus chapter 3. I'm going to read in two different spots, if that's all right. And I'm earnestly going to need y'all's prayers tonight. I've said this before, and I think all my other preaching brethren can say the same thing. When we can fully get ourselves out of the way and just let the Lord take over, that's truly a great feeling, Bob Morrison. And I just hope and pray that I can do my best to do that tonight. And if not, I'm no stranger to failing, and I'll be willing to sit down and just keep on pressing on the best that I can, Andrew. But first place I want to read is in Exodus chapter 3, and then I'll be over in Joshua as well, and I believe that's in chapter 3 as well. Yes. But in chapter 3 of Exodus, I'll be in verse 6, and this is when the Lord's approached Moses in the burning bush. It says, "Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them." And that's all I feel like reading there. And y'all just bear with me. This seems to be a little bit more reading than I normally do, but y'all just really pray. I'm in Joshua chapter 3 and verse 15. I'm kind of skipping to the end. I wouldn't say the end, but more towards this is the portion where they finally got to the banks of Jordan and are able to cross on over to their promised land. And it says in Joshua chapter 3 and verse 15, it says, "And as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest, that all the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city Adam that is beside Zaratan, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over against Jericho. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan." And that's all I feel like reading. But I just love the promise that the Lord made back in Moses' time. Because you see where I'm reading right now in Joshua, Moses had already passed on. But I'm glad that when the Lord makes a promise, Fred, he keeps it. Just like I wholeheartedly can honestly say, this is just the little thought that I feel like the Lord gave me out of reading all these scriptures, and y'all just really need to pray for me. That I can get my nerves and myself out of the way. But Cooper, what I can see in this is I can see the story of Jesus in these scriptures that I read to you. You say, "Preacher, what are you trying to tell me?" I said, "The Lord made me a promise when I was just a little 10-year-old boy, Terry. I was in bondage, bound by the Egyptians, bound by sin, if you have it this way. I was put in bondage due to my sins, Andrew. But this is the good part. I was able to cry out to the Lord, and He heard my cry that very night. And He was the one that made it possible for me to be able to cross over Jordan's stormy banks." The thought that keeps coming to my mind is this little song. Cooper, you sing part of it all the time with the one song. It says, "Oh, I'm not afraid. afraid to cross that river. Brother Terry, ain't that a good feeling tonight? To know, Billy Ray, that we're going to be crossing over Jordan's banks one of these days. But by what Jesus did for each and every one of us, Brother Fred, we don't have to worry about it one single bit. Fred, I want to tell you tonight that the preparation's been made for you through and by what Jesus did for your sins. You say, preacher, do you really think that he did that for little old me? And I will say, yes, he surely did. When the world was formed, the heavens and the earth was made, I wholeheartedly believe that Jesus knew that he would need to come die on Calvary's cross for us, make the preparations possible. That way we can get out of bondage and we can cross over Jordan this evening. Folks, death's just right around the corner for us. I'm hearing day in and day out of some of my friends and loved ones dying, Bob. But here's the good consolation out of it. There's part of me that aches for them, that's gonna miss them. But this is the other good part. They've crossed on over to that promised land that God had promised them, folks. Folks, I want to let you know that if you're here tonight and you are lost and undone, make your preparations necessary tonight. Make sure that when you get to Jordan's Stormy Banks, Cooper, that you know for sure that you're going to go in with the rest of us. Because if I can, y'all just keep on praying. It seems like I'm struggling a little bit, but that's okay. Here in Joshua, it talked about how that Ark of the Covenant, they went into the waters and that sea split wide. Wide open. And I want to tell you something. There's something special about that ark. It had that little mercy seat sitting on that ark, Billy Ray. Mercy was imputed in my heart the night I got saved. And I want to let you know something, folks. The blood was applied to that mercy seat for me that night. I got saved. I stood up and I said, I just got up in the name of Jesus. Folks, can I ask you something tonight? Do you know that you're going over to the promised land? Are you eating from the table of the King tonight? Folks, this is a serious matter tonight. It is a very serious matter. This is a matter of life and death. You say, preacher, you might be scaring some folks, and I want to tell you something. That is the same gospel that was preached to me when I was a little kid, and you ain't going to get it any other way. There's no sugarcoating it tonight, Bob Morrison. For those that stood on the firm foundation that preached the gospel when I was a little 10-year-old boy, I'm thankful that they stood on it. And folks, there's some of us here that need to make sure we stand firm on that foundation this evening. So that way, when we see them get some burdens, we can stand tall and we can start praying for people. That way they can get saved. Folks, can I ask you something? Are you going to be like Moses? I've kind of switched gears a little bit. And Terry, if we can, we'll get ready to get a song when I finish this up, if that's all right. But Moses could have tried to tell the Lord, no, that I'm not going to go back into Egypt. He had a death sentence. He got caught slaying another Egyptian man. He knew that if he was to go back, there's a very good possibility that he was going to die right there. But folks, this is the good part. The Lord said, I'll have you taken care of. You read the whole story. When the Israelites got out of bondage, they were in the wilderness. I've never read one time where the Lord left him out there for dead. He was with them every single day, feeding them that manna, telling them to keep going on. You say, preacher, it's a hard road to travel. And I'll say, amen, it is, Andrew. But here's the good part. The Lord will take care of you day in and day out until you get able to cross over Jordan. So that's my little thought tonight, Terry, if it's all right. Let's go ahead and get a song. I got it. There's two little questions I can ask of you tonight. Are you ready to cross over Jordan tonight? And will you say yes to being like Moses? Now, I'm not saying that you're going to do all these big feats. I can't tell you what exactly you're all going to do. But I can tell you one thing. You'll be happy in doing whatever the Lord has you to do. Would you come tonight? Sing whenever you're ready, Taylor. Come on. Would you come? All he's doing tonight is calling to you with a still small voice. He's not going to intrude. All he's going to do is just knock on your heart and bid you to come. Would you heed to that call tonight? You can be ready to make that crossing over with the rest of us tonight. You can be ready to be able to feed from the mantle above and serve the rest of your life. And knowing that everything's going to be okay. Would you come tonight? Would you just give it all to Him tonight? Would you come? I often think sometimes that I would like to just give up, Jeremy. There's a lot of times I just want to give up. The devil's really good at his job this evening, folks. He'll beat me and batter me until I say I'm ready to quit. Toss my Bible on the shelf and say, I'm done, Lord. I don't want to do anything more for you. But here's the good part. If I truly humble myself down, He'll renew my strength up and tell me to keep on going, Levi. We've got a good paymaster this evening. Would you just come and take up that good manna from above this evening? Would you come? Would you come?
Appreciate him following the Lord, and appreciate God blessing him to preach the gospel. And I feel like somebody needs to come tonight. I feel like God's calling somebody. And what he preached is so clear to the point. God's made us some promises. God never lets down and never fails on his promises. And we can have the greatest riches that anyone's ever had. And I'm not talking about money in the bank or closet full of gold bars. I'm talking about having Jesus down in your soul. That's more precious than anything. So I want to say a few words and then have them sing again. If you're here and you need to get saved, come to the altar and pray. If you're here and you're saved but you're not where you need to be with the Lord, come and pray about it. And God can help you get that fixed up. You don't have to be a bad person to need to come to the altar. When we're not where God wants us to be, sometimes God stirs his heart, wants us to come to the altar and pray. And I feel like making this invitation tonight. Maybe you've got saved recently, maybe at church camp, or maybe in a tent meeting, or maybe even at home. You know, we've had folks getting saved here at church, but sometimes folks get saved not at the church house. Blaine got saved in the backyard where we lived when he was just a little boy. But anyway, if you're here and you've gotten saved and you haven't had a chance yet to share that with the church, I'm going to stand down in the front while we sing. And again, the invitation is to everybody. But if you're here and you've gotten saved and you're willing to let the church know that you're saved, that you're not lost anymore, just come stand with me for just a minute. And I appreciate that. And if you got family or a friend that wants to come stand with you, that's okay too. But obey the Lord while we sing.
The judge turned my way. It looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say?
Listen to that song. Appreciate that song. Come on.
I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no
defense. Come and stand with us for just a minute.
But that's
obey the Lord. Obey your heart.
Mercy walked in.
Amen. Well, I'm glad when mercy walked in.
mercy.
God's reaching out with mercy to somebody tonight, saying, come to me. Obey the Lord. Come on.
And call to the stand.
Obey the Lord.
God's saving grace.
Yeah.
The blood.
If God wants you to come, He'll help you. We're not here to embarrass you. Put you on the spot. Just want you to follow the Lord. Let God bless you. Let God lead you.
When mercy,
and let God bless you. Obey the Lord.
In.
Obey Him tonight.
I stood there in wonder.
Listen to the song.
How could this be?
Well, I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
That someone so guilty,
yeah, listen,
had just been set free.
God set me free. I was guilty, but He set me free.
My chains
let the redeemed
were broken
of the Lord,
and
say
I was
so.
Born again. The moment that mercy,
amen,
walked in,
amen.
Mercy walked
good
in
song.
And pleaded my case.
Come on.
And called to the stand. God saving grace, the blood was presented. That covered my sin.
Amen.
Forgiven when mercy walked in.
Amen. Thank the Lord for those good songs, for the good preaching. I felt like God's calling the people. I appreciate when God calls. What a blessing it is that God does call. Any words from anybody, anything on your heart, you got anything more you want to say, you're welcome. Or you other preachers, you're welcome too. Or anybody else. Good to be here tonight. Good to be able to worship the Lord. I appreciate what I feel tonight. Not getting in a hurry, but... We will remind our men that we have a men's meeting, brotherhood meeting, when service is dismissed. We have it out in the fellowship hall, so remember that. And anything else? Well, if not, we will come to a close here pretty soon. All right. If nothing else, we'll ask Cooper to pray dismissal.